It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. A child said, "What is the grass?" fetching it to me with full hands. How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corners, that we may see and remark and say, "Whose?" Today is the birthday of American poet Walt Whitman, born in Brooklyn in 1819. One of nine children, at the age of 12, he began to learn the printer's trade and fell in love with the written word. Largely self-taught, he read voraciously, becoming acquainted with the works of Homer, Dante, and Shakespeare, as well as the Bible. He worked as a printer in New York City until a devastating fire in the printing district destroyed the industry. In 1836, at the age of 17, he began teaching in the one-room schoolhouses of Long Island. He continued to teach until 1841, when he turned to journalism as a full-time career. He founded a weekly newspaper, The Long Islander, and later edited a number of Brooklyn and New York papers. In 1848, he left the Brooklyn Daily Eagle to become editor of the New Orleans Crescent. It was there that he experienced firsthand the horror of slavery in the markets in the city. On his return to Brooklyn in the fall of 1848, he founded a free soil newspaper, the Brooklyn Freeman, and continued to develop the unique style of poetry that later so astonished Ralph Waldo Emerson. In 1855, Whitman took out a copyright on the first edition of Leaves of Grass, which consisted of 12 untitled poems and a preface. He published the volume himself and sent a copy to Emerson in July of 1855. Whitman released a second edition in 1856 containing 33 poems, a letter from Emerson praising the first edition, and a long response by Whitman himself. During his lifetime, Whitman continued to refine the volume, publishing several more editions of the work. At the outbreak of the Civil War, he vowed to live what he called a cleansed life. He worked as a freelance journalist and visited the wounded in hospitals in the New York area. Later, he traveled to Washington, D.C., to care for his brother who had been wounded in the war. Overcome by the suffering of so many wounded in the Washington area, Whitman decided to stay and work in the hospitals there, remaining in the city for 11 years. He took a job as a clerk in the Department of the Interior, which ended when the secretary, James Harlan, discovered that Whitman was the author of Leaves of Grass. Harlan found the book offensive and fired him. Whitman struggled to support himself through most of his life. In Washington, he lived on a clerk's salary and modest royalties and spent any excess money he had buying supplies for the patients he cared for. In the early 1870s, he settled in Camden, New Jersey, where he had come to visit his dying mother. However, after suffering a stroke, he found it impossible to return to Washington, and he lived there with his brother. The 1882 publication of Leaves of Grass gave him enough money to buy a small home. In that simple two-story clapboard house, Whitman spent his declining years, working on revisions to a new edition of his book and preparing his final volume of poems and prose, Goodbye, My Fancy. After his death on March 26, 1892, he was buried in a tomb he designed himself and had built on a lot in Harley Cemetery. Most critics now consider him to be the single most influential American poet of all time. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 31st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.